Under Australia's program, homeowners in older homes who install new insulation get up to $1,200 from the federal government. The program has created jobs while reducing carbon emissions and cutting electric bills up to 40% in each household. Ross Davidson is spokesman for Australia's Department of the Environment.
Morning, Daniel.
He says the $2 billion effort is one reason Australia's unemployment rate is half that of the United States.
What we actually found is that not only were jobs being created, there was a lot more confidence in the market, and it is a program that is so simple to duplicate in other economies.
Yeah, that's enough, I think.
About 19,000 homes a week are getting new insulation, says Davidson, and that's fueling more jobs of all kinds. Michael Penny is a businessman. He says his company, which installs ceiling insulation across Australia, is booming.
We expanded, we put in a mini call center, we employed a couple of girls, put in computer systems, spent some money on advertising, and we employed and trained another approximately about 10 people.
But production, specifically of insulation materials, has not kept up with demand. Paul Pickup is logistics manager at Fletcher Insulation, the country's largest producer of insulation. He says his company found a solution.
So we then looked to Owens Corning, who had plants that didn't have anything to do at this point in time in the States.
Owens Corning opened a new line at a factory in California to feed Australia's demand. That created at least 150 American jobs and saved others. And it's these things here called pink vats. These ones made in Toledo, Ohio, which the government here in Australia says is responsible for creating over 25,000 jobs.
Yeah, I told you, insulation's sexy.
Sexy enough to gain the attention of U.S. President Barack Obama. Last month, the president pitched a similar program in his speech at the Home Depot in Alexandria, Virginia.
A lot of people say we can't afford to deal with these emissions to the environment. But the fact of the matter is, energy efficiency is a perfect example of how this can be a win-win.
The approach, like Australia's, is to address the economic crisis and at the same time tackle global warming. Here, that will amount to cutting carbon emissions by 30 million tons over the next decade, the equivalent of taking 600,000 cars off the road.
It makes a lot of sense if it's adding more than just job creation. It's actually adding to the ability for the country to reduce its energy usage as well.
Homeowner Steve Petorak is upbeat.
But it's a good thing for everybody. If it's good for a climate, it's good for the people too, you know.
And that has policymakers in Australia and the U.S. hoping people will think pink to go green. Derek Henkel, VOA News, Sydney.